a name Malcolm. I think he was about 22 years old, or maybe even reached the age of 23 before his body had to part with his soul. I met the clown through my good friend Faye. She lived around the way over by Cole Park. Now she's the ex-miss of my man Cool Chris. Nothing between us could ever spark. Now she had sparked it up with Malcolm and called me to ask if she should roll the dice. Remembering the bad stuff I had done, I gave the girl a word of advice. I said, now Faye, now you got two brothers, so I know that you know what most brothers want. You trying to talk like you want the same thing, but do yourself a favor, huh, and don't front. Cause if you can't handle the results of your actions, then don't even start. She hung up the phone and I could tell from her reaction that I don't think she heard the last part. Now sure enough, a couple months later, I was walking out the door when the girl Faye called. Sobbing on the line, said she's 2 months pregnant and that the baby was definitely mom. So when he found out, he had dumped up and broke out. Even his mom's claimed he couldn't be reached. Damn, remembering our last conversation, I wish I could've gave brother man the same speech. Now she's pondering an abortion, trying to kill his seed cause he's acting so cold. I said, sister, do what you gotta, but either way you're gonna pay with your soul. She said, come on now, what is you talking about? All that abstract advice is no good. I repeated myself verbatim. We hung up, hoping in my heart that she understood that the first law of nature was cause and effect. The bandages and gauzes if you neglect, or natural causes cause of respect. Capital D be causing kids to reflect on the first law of nature, cause and effect. There'll be bandages and gauzes if you neglect, or natural causes cause you respect. So capital D be causing kids to reflect on the first law of nature, cause and effect. Later, me and I at the park shooting rock. Malcolm and some knuckleheads came wanting to play. Talking and said, y'all brothers about to get me. I told him, no, duck, my name ain't Faye. I wasn't looking for it, but if the brother had beef, he can bring it. I ain't really concerned. He sniffed snot up his nose, struck a pose, put his hands to his waist like he had him a burn. That's when the brother Akmai stepped up and said, y'all brothers need to calm this down. Still got pops and when he used to run with odds. So Malcolm put his hands out, calmed his frown and said, yo, I'm just trying to play ball, but this kid come around talking out of his neck. The brothers on the block better show some respect. He passed me the rock and then he called out check. Standing with his mates, he really meant checkmate. But what was I to do? It was the moment of truth. Thinking to myself that I ain't bulletproof. Now I could call his bluff and make him pull it for proof. My brother and the homer had given it out, so I took it and responded with a firm chest pass. Malcolm inbounded and we started the game. Me and Ike and a couple cats whooped that. While exiting the court, Malcolm gave me a smirk. I gave a pine, whispered out, chill out, pop. Don't wanna have to run to the trunk of my car. I said, I owe you one, he said, alhamdulillah. Now it was time for Zuma, so we had to break out. Never found out if Malcolm was packing a gun. I really wouldn't doubt it, cause his crew don't play. Oh yeah, as for Faye, she gave birth to a son. And though we don't speak on her, she named him Malik. Holding out hope that Malcolm would transform. Who would've guessed that in his life's test, Shy was the last chance for him. Not even a week after the birth of Malik, Malcolm's little world had to come to a stop. Hanging out with Vince one night on the block, got popped in the chest by this dirty ass cop. I heard the news and no, it wasn't shocking. It was the fate that the brother had earned. My sole concern was little 1 week Malik. Now tell me, how the hell he gonna learn that the first law of nature is cause and effect? There'll be bandages and gauzes if you neglect, or natural causes cause of respect. So capital D be causing kids to reflect. The first law of nature, cause and effect. There'll be bandages and gauzes if you neglect, or natural causes cause of respect. So capital D.